is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Russian President Vladimir Putin is on a two-day state visit to China. The BBC's Laura Bicker describes the warm welcome in Beijing.
He arrived just as dawn broke. There was an armed guards there, a marching band also, and his cars were given this guard of honor through Beijing.
A U.S. soldier who's being held in Russia has pleaded guilty to theft. Russian state news agencies say 34-year-old Gordon Black is cooperating with investigators. His family says they believe Black was framed by his Russian girlfriend. President Biden and former President Donald Trump have agreed to two campaign debates. The first one will be held June 27th, hosted by CNN. Correspondent Robert Costa reports.
Inside the Trump campaign and among Trump donors and allies, there is a sense that the debate is an opportunity for former President Trump to contrast with President Biden. They want the face-to-face meeting, in part because they want to contrast with Trump's own activities on the legal front. He's confronting this criminal trial right now here in New York.
Trump's hush money trial resumes Thursday. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum on what could happen next.
Now that the prosecution has rested its case, depending upon how well the cross-examination of Michael Cohen goes, Donald Trump's defense team has some decisions to make. Do they say to the judge, Your Honor, the prosecution has presented no evidence of any crime committed by our client, so just direct the verdict in our favor and we can all go home? Failing that, will they call witnesses for their defense? And will Donald Trump be one of them?
A barge crashed into a bridge in Galveston, Texas, the only crossing to Pelican Island. KHOU-TV reporter Matt Doherty spoke to a couple of those who were affected.
They told us that the bridge shifted.
Joshua and his girlfriend Preston were turned away when they tried to walk across the bridge to get back on the island. He's a bartender on Pelican Island. She goes to Texas A&M Galveston and lives there.
I have a cat.
Preston is worried about her cat stuck inside her apartment.
One person on the barge fell into the water but was rescued. New CDC survey results show the nation's uninsured rate when it comes to health insurance is near record lows. CBS's Alexander Tin.
The U.S. ended last year with just around 7.7% of Americans saying they did not have health insurance coverage, according to new CDC data. It's unclear how long uninsured rates will stay near these record lows. Experts worry that the uninsured rate could start inching up again once states finish catching up on purging their Medicaid rolls after a pandemic-era pause in eligibility checks.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
A new study from the consulting firm Deloitte finds more young people are skipping college because of high costs. CBS's Allison Keyes reports.
The survey finds that a third of Gen Z and millennials choose to blow off college, partly because of financial barriers, family circumstances, or seeking careers that don't require college degrees. In Minnesota, this 23-year-old spent a year and a half in college and now installs gutters for a living.
I want to get hands-on with something, actually learn a trade.
An earlier survey found that 36% of Gen Z didn't think going to college was worth the cost, and there are more jobs out there now for which people don't need college degrees. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
It was a record day on Wall Street. The S&P 500 added more than 1% to top its prior all-time high set in March. The Dow also added almost 1% to beat its own recent record. The surge came after a report was released that shows April's inflation rate was slightly lower than March. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. At the overnight, increasing clouds, and by sunrise, upper 40s, a light east wind. On Thursday, we'll have chances of showers and thunderstorms across the area. Southeast winds, partly sunny skies, and highs in the mid-60s. Showers continue into Thursday night. Right now, it's 51.
Thank you. Rodeo Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Local news and time. not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. Of course, we'll follow the Bucks through the playoffs and bring you Badgers and Packers when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Potawatomi Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
This is Don Rosen. Come join me for local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah. let you know I can really shake them down.
together, trying to love one another right now.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat?
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Like a
walk like an ace, now you walk like an ace.
She makes the 8500 look like a Roman chariot face.
Walk like an ace, now you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Walk like an ace, now you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so so lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm. Reaching out.